44 on Fort Carson and at the Air Force Academy. It's 41. Heather Skold in studio now. And Heather, we're going to talk a lot about the STEM school shooting and a mom involved and a possible warning.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, this anonymous mother of a STEM student called a Douglas County School District board member back in mid-December, warning this board member of lingering and kind of simmering problems there inside the STEM school. And a lot of these allegations are very, very serious. She told this board member of violence, sexual assault, bullying, a perfect storm brewing for something like a Columbine happening at the STEM school. And there was more. There was a lot of complaints levied towards this board member, including a high drug culture there at STEM. Also, students dealing using cocaine, meth, marijuana, LSD, putting marijuana in their drinks. At one point, there was an incident of students spreading feces on the walls. Students had to clean it up, allegedly, with no gloves on. Again, there was an incident, according to this anonymous mother, who was cutting so badly, they were bleeding out. No teachers noticed. So, of course, when this school board member was notified there, and I think it was December 17th, that school board member notified, obviously, the board as a whole. At which point the executive director at the STEM school was notified. That person, Dr. Penelope Euchre, sent out a message to parents of the STEM school talking about these allegations, saying, hey, if there's any truth to this, if you know of any violence going on, please let us know so we can investigate. At that point, no parent even responded. So you have to wonder, what exactly was going on? Is this parent speaking of, is there some truth about these allegations? Was there a threat of truth in that? Or, you know, how accurate was this? If no parent responded, it's very tough for the school to do anything about it. So, of course, we will learn more about this investigation as it unfolds in the days and months to come. But it was very apparent that maybe one parent spoke of these, you know, concerns that she had had. Again, whether they were substantiated or not, we shall soon see.
So some probing to do on our part.
Absolutely. And certainly there's some, maybe pre-existing problems that had existed with the students there. Of course, you know, with any school of that size, 1,800 students, you're bound to run into some complaints and some legitimate problems. I think any school is aware, or any administrator is aware, yes, you do indeed get complaints from parents. That does exist. It remains to be seen what exactly was brewing there at the STEM school.
What can you make of the cooperation level on the parts of the kids that might have been involved and the parents that might have, other parents who may not had come forward?
Right. Well, at this point, we do know that the two suspects in the shooting have been fully cooperating with investigators at this point. And early on, Tuesday, when this had happened, investigators were talking about wanting to speak with all of the student witnesses who had seen this unfold, speaking with them from an unadulterated point of perspective, right? Wanting to talk with them, probe their memory on what they saw, those eyewitness accounts, before maybe their memory becomes swayed by maybe friends or
sure.
Social media, anything of that nature.
Heather, in your experience as a journalist, do you think that we may be in for some revelations here?
I would hope that we are. I mean, having covered a lot of these mass shootings here in Colorado, I was trying to jog my memory on how many I have covered. I was in high school when the Columbine shooting happened. I was a senior, but just as a journalist here, I've covered the Arapahoe high school shooting. I've covered the Walmart shooting that unfolded about a year and a half ago, Planned Parenthood shootings, the Walmart shootings here in Colorado Springs, and of course the unfortunate instances where officers have been shot and killed as well, not to mention this one that happened on Tuesday. These are stories that are hard to tell, and obviously it's you have to look at, you know, what is the mental state of people who are acting out. What is the cause of anger, right? We've been informed now that at one of the suspects' houses, investigators also found accelerants. And we can't forget the car that was also spray painted that was found inside the parents' garage with an expletive society. So there's some things going on there that we're not aware of. Of course, we heard from the district attorney, George Brockler, there in the 18th Judicial District yesterday, that a lot of these arrest affidavits and court paperwork, they will be sealed until further notice. And he was a fan of, you know, just a temporary kind of hold on those documents.
He was adamant about that during the initial court hearing.
Not for all time. He's just saying for right now.
Adamant of being temporary.
Right. For right now, let's keep these sealed until this investigation unfolds. We don't want to re-victimize the victims because oftentimes, unless the court document has been redacted, we do see those victims' names. So he wanted to keep that a temporary, gag order on this case. So, you know, time will tell. The investigation will unfold. We'll see what perhaps might have been the motive in this case.
Heather, if you don't mind, one more question that's really burning on my mind right now, and that is all of those shootings that you've been covering. Mm-hmm. Is there something in common with the complaints that the anonymous mom has alleged and all of these other incidents?
I mean, there's always, it seems to be a motive, whether that means a suspect has felt slighted or there's always something that prompts it. You know, the one that trumps that is the Las Vegas shooting. We don't know what Stephen Paddock had on his mind. We don't know what motivated him. I think it's too complex to boil down into a one-size-fits-all answer. And I think that might be the case in this one. I think early on, you know, it was speculated, oh, these students were bullied. That might be the case. We don't know yet. And of course, those talks with therapists and things are probably going to remain sealed.
Certainly.
But I do think that throughout the court process, we will get an idea of what was behind this anger.
We certainly look forward to more updates. Stay with KRDO Network, and we will certainly hear more from you, Heather.
And I will say, too, I mean, if administrators or anyone, you know, reaches out to parents and says, what are you seeing? That requires us as society to look at people, right?
Yes.
It forces us to put our phones down, put the phones down, turn the TV off. Please connect with people before it's too late.
I think that's a wonderful lesson to leave us with this evening. Heather Schult, KRDO News, thank you so much for being here this evening. A look at your traffic and your weather and your 7-day forecast coming up in just a few minutes.